616, 1320 WILS. U.S. Congressman Mike Bishop holding a town hall meeting yesterday right here in Ingham County, listening to what constituents have to say. He's going to be holding more in the coming weeks and months. He's now with us right here on WILS. Congressman Bishop, great to have you here.
Yeah, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
And this this is a pretty small town hall meeting yesterday, right? Is that fair to say?
Well, I think it was exactly what we were looking for. We were looking for a group of folks that could sit around a table and share thoughts. And that's exactly what we got. It was positive. It was productive. And I'm glad that we did it.
Are you concerned about opening it up to a larger public group?
Only to the extent that it becomes not productive or counterproductive in many cases, as you've seen. So what we want to do is try to identify those folks who are interested in the town hall meeting, and we're setting up different meetings at times so that we could bring folks in a manageable group. 30 at a time is what we're targeting, and having conversations rather than shouting matches.
Okay, so there was no shouting yesterday, you're saying?
No, we had some pretty healthy debate. Let's just put it that way. But I thought it was positive. I really did. There's too much yelling these days in politics, and we've got to start talking to each other, not at each other.
What are people? What did you hear yesterday that people were most upset about then?
The primary issues right now are healthcare number one, jobs in the economy probably number two, and then we have other issues like education, immigration, national security, coming in a kind of a close third.
How do you explain that the Republican health care plan didn't work?
Well, it's just like anything. We have a process, and if enough votes aren't there, that means you go back to the drawing board and you find a way to make it work. And that's what give and take's about. That's what compromise is about. And that's what the legislative process is about, to make sure that you have a product ready to go, ready for prime time before you vote on it.
Did you support it or no?
I did, out of committee. I did support it. I thought it was not perfect, but it was a dramatic step in the right direction.
Okay. And how soon do you think we'll see the Obamacare repeal revisited?
Well, we're working on it still. There's two committees working on it, actually four committees working on it, but two main committees that are authorizing committees. And when we go back on Tuesday, we'll take it up again and see if there's any more, further support for what we're doing, and see if there's something we can do to bring people together.
Talking to Congressman Mike Bishop here on 1320 WILS. President Trump today said that he's going to unveil this new tax reform package next week. What are you expecting there?
Well, we have our own tax reform package. The president's obviously got the authority to do whatever he wants to do, but we have a template that we've been working on. And while I have not seen the president's version, I think he's moving in the same direction, which is to try to transformational change in the way we tax our citizens.
Okay, so
to get this economy back up and running.
So what's the timeline for getting movement or passage on tax reform?
Well, we've got to find consensus as usual. We got to make sure that we have a plan in place that members can support, and that's going to require that we have a balanced effort to deliver broad-based tax relief to all citizens, and that we find a way to jumpstart this economy. And that's the key, is to get this economy back up and running again and get some jobs in this country.
You think the Freedom Caucus, is that helping or hurting things at this point?
Well, I get asked that question a lot, as you can imagine. I think, for the most part, conversation is good. Debate is good. And having people who don't always agree is not a bad thing. It makes us aware of ways that we can make things better. And
now, if you couldn't find consensus on health care, why do you think Republicans will find consensus on tax relief?
Well, we haven't found consensus on health care yet. I expect that we're going to work until we find consensus. Mm-hmm. And the same is true for anything that we do. If it's right for the American people and members feel comfortable with it, they'll support it. But until then, they're going to fight for what they believe is right. And I admire people who are willing to stand up and do what's right.
It's Congressman Mike Bishop right here on 1320 WILS. You're holding more of these town hall meetings then, and when's the next one, actually?
Yes, sir. We're holding more, and we'll have our show will continue from one place to the next. We want to have as many. I represent 700,000 constituents in three different counties, so we're going to go all over regionally to make sure we make it as convenient as possible.
These are going to require signing up ahead of time, or.
So we'll have identify which days they'll be, and we'll give folks a chance to identify which flight they want to be on, and then we'll have our roundtable discussion based on whatever's convenient for them.
Okay.
Some people don't like to leave their house or can't leave their house, so we'll also be doing teletown hall meetings at the same time. And I invite people to contact my office if they want to talk to me, if they want to participate in any of these. Please let me know, and we will make sure that they're included.
Congressman Mike Bishop here on WILS. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your interest, and I am glad that your show is focusing on these things. It's important that we get our country
absolutely
back up and running again.
Absolutely. Hopefully we can talk again soon.